One man who might get the opportunity to enjoy the race day at Warrnambool today is local trainer Matt Williams, who's got runners in the first couple of races and might be able to get involved and enjoy the lovely Warrnambool weather. Matt, good morning to you.
Morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm very well. As the day works out for you, races one and two and then the rest of the afternoon off, you're not complaining, are you?
No, that works out well, so we can enjoy the rest of the afternoon. No doubt we've got some good weather up here today. It's going to be a nice day, so they'll be expecting a big crowd there on course.
Yeah, excellent. Royal Fox is your first runner, and he's a pronounced favourite for the race. His form looks pretty good for this sort of a race. What are your thoughts in him being able to break his maiden status second up?
Yeah, look, he's trained on terrific at home, really happy with him. The blinkers go on, he goes to 1,400. Well, 1,100 there last start. It's just a bit short for him. He was sort of chasing all the way and never really got a chance to get really relaxed on the bridle. And then the winner sort of railed up and kicked away as he was sort of peeling out and trying to build into the race, and it was sort of off and gone. So different setup today, 1,400. I think he's, really good winning hope there today. I'd be disappointed if he wasn't certainly fighting out the finish.
Okay, well, currently he's at $1.95 from an odds point of view. Is that about right, do you think? Would you be encouraging your owners to back him?
Oh, well, I've told him to have something on him. He should, think he should be giving the race an awful shake. So he probably, probably not a lot between him and a horse like Sasham, who won that three-odd race at Geelong during the week for us. So if you sort of took that on a bit of a line through that, well, we think getting out to this sort of trip, blinkers on, but just looks all ideal for him.
Well, I think $1.95 sounds like it might be a little bit of value. Your next runner won't be $1.95, but if your first runner wins, there's every chance your second runner is going to trim up in the market, and that is Charlie's Tin, who's first up. It's in race number two at $16.
Yeah, look, he's a nice horse. He's a little bit underdone today. I think a run under his belt, a bit of race fitness all been good. He's had a couple of nice trials, and he's shown ability at home, but I think that family sort of tends to all get out over, put a few out of the mare with it. It's a homebred horse, and they all tend to get out over 1,400. He is that same sort of feel. So whilst I think he's got a little each-way chance there today, I think whatever he does today, he'll be improving on it as he gets out over a more suitable trip.
Okay, so the best of the two is in the first race, the favourite, which is Royal Fox. But if he happens to win, it might be worth a little play each way on Charlie's Tin.
Well, yeah, just each way, I would think. I don't think he'd be winning today, but if he's run into the money, we'd be coming away pretty happy knowing that he's got a bit of improvement in that on his side.
What about your week? How is that looking? Have you got anything that we can have a look at during the course of this week?
I think we've got a bit of a quiet week, actually, race-wise, some trials, but yeah, race-wise, it'll be quiet this week, so we'll be waiting there probably till Flemington, see what you think. Ran a nice race on Ballarat Cup Day. He's going to go out to 2,500 and head to Flemington on the 11th, and then a couple of horses like Sasham and Wongoom might head to a restricted race at Moonee Valley on that Friday night before.
The Jericho Cup meeting today, it seems like it's really well embraced over the years. Tell us about the outlook from the Warrnambool trainers' perspective and the Warrnambool community's perspective, particularly knowing that it can be a crowd on track and you've obviously got delightful weather as well.
Yeah, obviously last year was hard with the COVID and that, but the previous years where we didn't have the COVID, especially that first year, it was like you would have said a day of the May race carnival, the crowd that was there and the people that got involved, and with the playing of the trumpets and all that, like it really does, when you're on course, you sort of really get involved with the day and what it's all about. And I think it's just, that's fantastic. And what Bill Gibbons has done has just been a phenomenal effort to get it off the ground and make it happen. And hopefully now that Racing Victoria take over it, they can see what it's there for and promote it and really keep the day going. And it's just great for the whole town, and the trainers certainly prep a few horses up, and it's a day you want to get in a winner.
Absolutely. Well, I'd say punters are going to have their faith in you, and much about the Warrnambool Day might depend on the way Royal Fox goes in the first race. Thanks for your time, and good luck in getting a winner early on today.
Good on you, Dan. Thanks, mate.
Trainer Matthew Williams there. Royal Fox, race one, number seven, $1.95. And race two, number two, Charlie's 10. By the sounds of it, it's not the worst $16 shot. It's a very good meeting, a very important meeting. Nine races to look at. And Harry White is going to have a look at the program today. Good morning to you, Harry.
Good morning, Dan.
Warrnambool today, we're looking at a track rated as a good four, rails true for the course for the entire meeting. The first event on the card, Matt was just talking about Royal Fox there at $1.95. Is he the way to go in your eyes?
Yeah, I think we kick off with the local favourite there, Royal Fox, doing his best work late first up. Clearly was just looking for further than that 1,100 metres. And we've already seen winning form emerge from the race. There's not much spoil about his price, but, I mean, you can double your outlay, and I think that that is more than fair here. And blinkers go on. Greek Tycoon, number two, well-supported first up, pulled up with a slow recovery and thump. So happy to forgive and forget that. Two jump-outs prior were solid. Star Killer closed off well from the back at Track and Trip last start. And then Lip Sip Suck went around as debut favourite. Just got too far back in the run. He's jumped out again between runs, so I'd expect some improvement there. But I think the short way home to kick off is the best way home. 7-2-8-3.
7-2-8-3, race number one. Previewing Warrnambool today with Harry White, race number two. The scratchings are 5, 11 and 15. And number 14, Kadena, is the favourite at $3.10 on the back of 2 seconds from two starts.
Yeah, I'm with the favourite here, Dan Kadena. Really got going late and ran through the line last start, giving the impression a bit more ground would prove ideal. She was pretty good on debut beforehand, was just a bit slowly away. I think this is a really nice race for her, and she's learning her trade, so third up and ready to fire. Bad Influencer, number 12, has jumped out well. Is resuming from a long spell, though. Her run at Hillside last prep was solid. I think she's deservedly in the market. If you're hunting for value, number 13, Nerea, can run a race at odds. Good recent jump out. And then Phineas, stuck on well enough after leading here last start over 7 furlongs. Back in trip looks ideal for that horse. 14, 12, 13 and 3.
14, 12, 13 and 3 in race 2. Just coming back to race 1, your tips were 7, 2, 8 and 3. There are no scratchings in race 1. Race 2, the scratching's 5, 11, 15. Race 3, the scratching is number 2. And an Irishman, there's a few of them about at Warrnambool and around that way. It's the favourite at the moment at $2.90 in the third.
Yeah, it's an interesting race. I'm going with one at a bit of a price. Excuse me, number 3, Volkswagen Frank. He's been doing enough in stronger grade of late for mine. Probably would have liked to have seen him over 2,000 metres, but some of the others firmer in the market have genuine question marks over them, whereas he ticks enough boxes at double figures. Sir Peter is another one I can entertain at some value. Led throughout first up, stuck on okay. He's just fitter from that, and form through that race has stacked up well since. Back to 1,700 metres, that could be a bit of a query. An Irishman, the favourite, split 2 subsequent winners last start. That obviously reads well. Just a query over this trip for mine. Similar thinking about the query over the trip for last start maiden winner, guaranteed, but the horse does have upside. 3, 7, 1, and 4.
Race 3 tips, 3, 7, 1, and 4. Race number 4 at Warrnambool, and the scratching is number 9. Number 4, Havisham, is the favourite at $3.50 after its debut win.
Yeah, I'm. Look, that debut win was all right, Dan. I'm happy to play around that horse, though. I'm actually really keen on number 11, Poppy Joan. Ran well first up, just screamed out to me like she wanted more ground. Only missed a top 3 finish once in 5 career runs, so is lightly raced and progressive. She's drawn to do no work to boot up and be prominent. I just think a lot of boxes seemingly ticked. Laughing Grizzly, number 2, covered ground first up here in stronger grade. Certainly did enough to my eye. Goes around weighted the same, is much better suited over this 2,000-metre trip. Fireball and Donatrice come through the same race at Donald over the trip in stronger grade. Both are genuine chances. Fireball because she took off early, sustained the run and still stuck on for third. Donatrice because she was 5 weeks between runs tackling this trip for the first time. 11, 2, 13, 10.
11 to 13 and 10. The rider of number 5, Carnamar, is Jack Hill. Race 5, the scratchings are 1 and 6 in the OTI Racing Jericho Cup Consolation.
Yeah, I'm tending to agree with the market here. I'm siding with Arlington Valley, number 5, who's on a quick 3-day backup after contesting a race at Bendigo on Thursday. He's formed 2 and 3 runs back when filling the minor money in some highweight races was solid, and I like that they've done that, so the horse is used to carrying the big weight. As you can tell by the field, these races are the bread and butter of Bryce Stanaway. The best of his four going around is Ventura Highway. The market reflects that. He ran a good fourth over 3,800 metres last time out. Savvy Acquisition probably leads or near enough too. He's in for third. And then we go out to Seminoles in for fourth, 5827.
5827, Arlington Valley leads the market at $2.80. Eric Musgrove Train, $3.90 Savvy Acquisition, $4.20 Ventura Highway, $4.64 Seminoles. Harry White's tips 5827, race 5. It's a 9-event card, so the first leg of the main quaddy is race number 6. The scratching is 8 Kutara. And it's number 9 Wanneroo at $3.50. It is the favourite, and in its last start, it beat Royal Fox. So you'll probably get a pretty good guide if Royal Fox comes out and wins the first comfortably or just wins it all. It'll be franking that form of Wanneroo. So currently 350, number 9 Wanneroo the favourite, but obviously up in class. 2D Keeper at 380, Harry.
Yeah, this is an incredibly tough race, Dan. Only fitting that it's the first leg of the quaddy. I'll side with D Keeper, backs up from a solid effort at Sandown on Wednesday. I don't mind that she's stepping back from 1,400 metres either. She'll park off the leader. Just gets every chance. Millennial Girl, absolutely flying this prep. Ran a lot better than the market suggested in a listed race. 2 runs back at Geelong. Then won the Ararat Bowl last start. The key there was that she jumped away well, which hadn't happened in the 2 starts prior. Wanneroo, only small in stature, has a pretty big engine. Smacked them here last start in a maiden. As you said, we can get a gauge on that with Royal Fox in the opener. And then Unassailable ran well at the Valley last start. The only horse to beat her home has subsequently won again at Canterbury. The chances probably don't end there. 2397.
2397. The scratching is number 8, and that's Katara. Race 7, scratch 4, Fast and Deep. The rider of 9, Donna Natalina, is Michael Poy. And number 10, Shallow, is Kevin Behoren. And This race, of course, is the Beersheba Sprint. It's a benchmark 70. Not enough effort, number 2, at $3.90. So it looks an open race.
Yeah, it's fairly open. I'll go with not enough effort. Race wide without cover first up. Ended up pulling up lame. So I'm just forgiving that run. Put a line through it. I think his best efforts are more than good enough for a race like this. Good ride from a low draw. I think he's thereabouts. Donna Natalina is over the odds for mine. Really good first up run for a new stable when winning. Carrying big weight, then slow recovery last start. So forgive that. She finished basically on par with Rainville and Diamonds in the Sky last prep at Caulfield. That is a fantastic form reference. Number 7, Katakit Akit, won nicely first up for a new stable and going around odds on. Nothing I can find suggests that she couldn't go on with it. And then last start, track and trip winner in weaker grade, Francine, next best and in the quaddy. 2.978.
2.978 in race number 7. Race number 8 is the feature. It's the $304,000 Hames Paint Jericho Cup. The scratchings are 5, 16, 17 and 18. And Will John dominates this market at $2.15. He's got to carry the 70 kilos, but of course the limit is 65. And Hebe Wright's the stablemate, second favourite at 4.40, Harry.
It's, look, Will John, deserved favourite, but I just think American in Paris, number 7, is flying this prep. Ran much better than probably anticipated first and second up, and at a bit of a price, I'm happy to have him on top. Also, you look up third up stats, 4 starts, 2 wins and a placing, any maps to settle closer and get the run of the race. So we can definitely play each way. Will John was a bit disappointing last start. I'm inclined to forgive that. He went around as favourite in this race last year, ran third. Had 68 kilos then, as you mentioned, 70 kilos now. That's 4 more than anyone else, and weight can stop trains. Hebe Wright, stablemate, has won 3 of his past 4, including the race last year that Will John won in the lead-up. So that reads well. And then number 4, Border Leicester, is the best hope at odds for mine. So I'm chucking that horse in the quaddy. 7-1-3-4.
in the feature, 7, 1, 3, and 4. And your top pick is at $7.50. Of course, Simon Wilde won both the Consolation and the Jericho Cup last year. To the last of the day, the last of 9. Scratchings are 4, 10, and 17. Gee, this looks an easy race to finish on, Harry. Good luck here. 4.60, the favourite at the moment, number 11, Moral Falls.
Yeah, it is an open race, Dan. And because of that, I'm going with one at a price. Number 5, Frankie Two Angels. Really liked how he won at Ballarat two back. Then I thought he was pretty solid on a bottomless heavy Cranbourne track last time out behind Camborne. Camborne ran well in Stakes Company yesterday, so a good form reference. I'd like to see him more forward from a good gate. I think the firmer footing will prove ideal. And last time I checked, we were getting about $14 for the horse. So that's a good price. Yep. You can play each way. Moral Force, rock solid first up, wants 1,400 metres there. Just comes up with that awful gate. But I think with even luck, I do like his chances, so does the market. Unanimous comes through that same race, goes in for third. And then Ornamental Lady, third up, possibly ready to fire. She's just a really honest horse. You could go wider in your quaddies if you want. But hopefully the 5 at a bit of value ahead of 11, 12 and 14.
5, 11, 12 and 14. And yes, Frankie Two Angels at $14. That's the right sort of price we might need it at the end of the day. Harry, your overview with your bests and plays of the day in your quaddie.
I'm making my best, Dan. Race 4, number 11, Poppy Joan, at around that $4 mark. Value, as we mentioned, comes up in the last. Race 9, number 5, Frankie Two Angels, Quaddy. Get your wallets out. It is a flexi day. First leg, field. Second leg, 2, 5, 7, 8, 9. Third leg, 1, 3, 4, 7. Last leg, 5, 11, 12, and 14. Play of the day, I'm confident we'll kick off the card with a couple of local winners. So we'll have an all-up. Race 1, number 7, Royal Fox, into race 2, number 14, Kadena.
Okay. Good day ahead of us today. Good luck with your thoughts, and thanks for joining us, Harry.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Harry White looking at the big day. It is a big day. Jericho Cup Day at Warrnambool today. And the first of 9 events kicks off at 12:40 on a good 4. We're going to take a break. On the other side, we're talking cricket with Mr. Cricket, Mr. RSN, Adam White.